Hey, before we get started, gotta go ahead and pay the bills around here. Go ahead and do me a quick favor. I've got two books out. I know, you're probably thinking if this is the first time you've heard of me or the first time you've actually heard me in a while. My God, Remso can read? Yeah, I can read and write. And if you're my ninth grade English teacher, guess what? I can do it in freaking English too. Because unlike my name, all I know is English. Oh, blowing your mind and blow the minds of those around you with my two books, Stay Away from the Libertarians, as well as my newest novel, How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Those are, I gotta go for the shorter titles. Stay Away from the Libertarians and How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Available on my website, rwmartinez.com, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Check them out. How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship and Stay Away from the Libertarians. Available. Well, you know how the internet works. You can go ahead and find it yourself. Pick them up today in print and digital and help support the show. And, Hey, I like making money. I'm not gonna say no. Everything comes back here. Help me out. Buy my books. That's all. That's about it. Move with the village. Shake it up. Stop when the clock hits 13. You've been working, but you're flirting with the weekend. You can freak out. One in a million. You're a gem shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it. Because frankly, nobody can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. I think I like that song a little bit too much, but hey, who cares? We might change it next week, next year, who knows? Who cares? No one else does it like we do it, so why care? I'm Remso W. Martinez, you're listening to the Remso Martinez Experience. Go ahead, do me a favor. Go ahead and find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hey Remso. That's HEYREMSO, Hey Remso, at Hey Remso, everywhere. You know how the internet works. Okay, stop me. Well, you really can't stop me if you could. I mean, you'd probably have to be in the house with me, but I'm just rambling. Okay, you've probably heard the story before. I'm in the parking lot outside of Baltimore. I'm in between, I think, a CVS and a used car lot, and there's this giant empty parking lot between the two places, and there are these two old men there, and they look, I'm not going to say homeless, but I was in a really shitty part of town, let's put it that way, so let your imagination wander, and I'm there, I'm wet because it had been raining, I'm wearing a suit, and I'm carrying around several bags of makeup, and I go over to these two guys, and I try and sell them these bags of makeup, and you would have thought that this was like an episode of Punk'd and Ashton Kutcher was going to come out, because these two guys looked at me as if I was just the craziest mofo that they had ever encountered. And the one black guy, he has like no front teeth. He looks at me, he's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? I could be at the stuff from Walmart way cheaper. What are you trying to do selling us makeup? Why do you think we want this? And then he looks at me and he says, just give up and sell drugs. And at that point in my life, that was probably the most honest advice anyone had given me, because I was not necessarily the best makeup salesman. But there's a tactic to literally going to everybody. One thing I learned from that job, which I carry with me now as a digital marketer, as a social media coordinator, is law of averages. Law of averages is basically if you go ahead and you need to go ahead and sell 10 items to 10 individual people, and the odds of them buying more than one individual item is also, pretty high itself. So they won't just buy one item each. They might buy multiple items. The minimum is 10, but you can sell more than 10. If I need to find 10 people, am I just going to go ahead and find 10 people? No. Because the difference between direct marketing and indirect marketing is when you're doing indirect marketing, which is billboards, commercials, stuff like that, you're only likely to get 3% of the people that are exposed to your advertisement. If you go ahead and do direct marketing, which is when, you know, you have a pop-up stand at a mall, when you're going door to door, when you're actually talking to people, you're engaging with them, even when you're, you know, when you're a car salesman, when you're talking to people on the lot, you have more like a 10% chance. The number on this one might be wrong, but it's around 10%. So long story short, if you only go and talk to 10 people, go ahead and take that, crunch the number down. I don't really do math that well. Now what you've done is you basically have limited yourself to 10 people. Your odds of actually selling to one of those 10 is only 1 in 10. So what you want to do is, if you have to sell one item, so one widget, to at minimum 10 people, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and expand your odds. So you want to go ahead and talk to 100 people. Well, if you really have the time and you really want to make sure that you get at minimum 10 and more than 10, so you want to exceed your expectations, talk to 200 people, talk to 300 people, talk to 500 people if you can. There were days where me and the other guys, especially one of my supervisors, we try and count the groups. We have a method of targeting how many people we'll talk to an hour. We would talk to sometimes upwards of 700 people a day. 700 people I tried to shake hands with. I was running out of hand sanitizer and losing my mind like crazy. But anyway, those two guys, they were early on in the day. Obviously, they didn't want to buy it, and obviously, they did not buy anything from me. But what they ended up doing was basically, they were some of my no's. You're collecting your no's throughout the day, because you know that every no you're getting is drawing you closer to those people that are going to say yes, because by getting that no quick in the conversation, so you're not wasting your time, you can talk to more people. That means your law of averages expands. That means you're more likely to go ahead and find the people that are going to be impulsive buyers. Those are the people that are already in the mood to buy something. Maybe they wanted to go buy makeup and, oh, you're selling them a great deal. They have cash. Most of the time when we were selling this stuff, we were selling it for $20. I mean, if you really think about it, $20 is a new adult dollar, essentially. So I go across the street into a McDonald's parking lot, and out comes this woman, probably in her late 40s, dressed like she was in her 20s, super tight clothes, just caked on makeup and everything. And I, you know, I'm like, hey, ma'am, by the way, I was just coming out from a sale across the street. I'm lying. Did you know about our sale? And she's like, what sale? I'm like, well, we're just showing off these things. I give her the bag, put it in her hand, so that way she's feeling it. She's looking inside. She's getting a sense of ownership to a certain degree. And I'm like, yeah, you know, typically everything in there is like $200. You're selling it for $20 as a promotion, which was true. So she not only buys one bag, she buys two bags, and then she buys a $30 ceramic curling iron from me. So she's a big spender. I can get rid of most of my inventory just with this woman. Then she goes ahead and she pulls out her purse. We go to her car. She puts it on the hood of her car, and she starts pulling out wads of singles. And then she pulls out a lace G-string, and at that point, I realized that I had just sold a lot of this stuff to a stripper. So my female supervisor, who is walking towards me, sees this, and she's laughing because she's been doing this for a while. Later, I find out that she has also sold makeup and other cosmetic products to exotic dancers. So, I mean, this woman, we're having to count because it's like $20, $40, the iron was $30, so it's $70. I got $70 in singles, and she gave me a $5 tip, told me to come by the club, and yeah, that was it. So, I mean, this was just one of those moments in my life where it was like, you know, Why am I here? I don't live anywhere near here. I'm dressed in a suit. It's raining in the shittiest part around Baltimore. I'm in the McDonald's parking lot after just being chastised and laughed at by two men, one of which told me to sell drugs. And I'm collecting singles off the hood of a car from a stripper that just pulled out a G-string, and she's trying to find all the loose singles in her purse. And I'm hating my life as I'm looking in that moment. But I was able to go ahead and pay some of my bills that month. I was able to go out with my girlfriend that month. I was able to pay for gas that month instead of having my parents pay for it because I was still really financially dependent on them. As shitty as I felt, I knew that in an absence of opportunity, in an absence of income coming anywhere else, that selling was the only thing that I could do that I could be better at if I just worked on my law of averages and everything else. And that was one of those moments where I realized no matter how bad the situation is, maybe I am learning a skill out of this. Now, fast forward the next day. I'm in DC. I'm on K Street. And I'm with another supervisor. And our goal today is to sell 12 bags of makeup and other cosmetic products. It was like a contouring kit and all this other stuff. Yeah, guys, I know a lot about makeup now, which made women really curious as to why I was not only knew about makeup, but why I was selling it. It's because not that I love the stuff, but I wanted to sell it because that was my job. Didn't have a choice. So we're selling around K Street. You know, we're a few blocks away from the White House. It's tourist season. It's in the middle of the day, so, you know, you're in one of the busiest foot market traffic areas in the country in terms of direct sales. So we're running around town trying to just collect no's. Oh, sir, do you want this? No. Oh, hey, have you checked this out? No. Hey, do you know about our promotion? No. So I'm collecting these no's, and eventually I saw one bag to one woman. I mean, I didn't even have to pitch her. She was just like, oh, 20 bucks? Okay, here. She took it and ran. Then I sold it to somebody else. And then my supervisor's like, hey, look over there. And it's a strip, and it's a strip club. You might know it from the whole Hunter Biden fiasco, Archibald's. And it's where, you know, a lot of politicians and people go. If you're in D.C., you know about that strip club. So he looks at me and he says, hey, I want to show you something. I want you to stay here. Count how many bags I have first. And he had all his bags. He had about 12 bags. He had not sold any so far. So here I am. I'm two bags ahead of my supervisor. He goes into the strip club. He's there for probably 10 minutes and he comes out. And I'm like, where are all your bags? And he's like, I sold all of them. And I'm like, you sold all of them? He's like, yeah, strippers need makeup all the time. Strippers go through the most amount of makeup. And what do you think the strippers pay them in? You better believe he was just literally like leaking singles everywhere he went. And he didn't really have to sell them. That was one of those crazy things. He just happened to find a large group of people that met a demographic of one, impulsive buyers, two, people that had the cash on hand, and three, just happened to need that specific product. The thing that job really taught me was if you can handle getting rejected by people in parking lots, if you can sell to strippers, if you can go into businesses and try and sell items to the owners, if you don't mind getting kicked out of Dick's Sporting Goods, if you don't mind getting kicked out of Five Below's, if you don't mind getting kicked out of grocery stores, and if you're just willing to walk all day to the point where there are holes in your shoes, you, regardless as to whether or not you're going to be a great salesman or you're going to quit 2 weeks later like I did with that job, you're learning something. And this had been a year where I had been selling a lot. Prior to that, I was at GameStop. When I was at GameStop, you don't make commission like at some places. You get paid minimum wage. But what I was competing for was I was competing for hours. I was competing for hours because I needed to work more. Because if I worked more, I made more money. So what I tried to do for myself was I said, I'm going to try and get more customers to come in, help them find products, make sure I'm the person taking credit when I go to the cashier, to the cash register, and I cash them out. And I want to do this all in front of my manager. So you better believe I'm the person who says, "Hi, welcome to GameStop. How may I help you? I'm helping people find stuff. I'm giving them recommendations. I'm getting them over to the cash register. I'm cashing them out and then reminding them about that customer survey." I was given two other stores within the area where I was given additional 10 to 15 hours a week, and that was able to make me more money than most of the other part-time seasonal employees. And that was before the makeup situation, where I was making some commission past a certain point. Now, prior to that, I had just kind of wrapped up my time in politics. 2018 was my final year. And one of the things I tried to do was I started a small online copywriting business. What I tried doing was I tried, you know, I would write emails for businesses. I would write advertising copy. I would write information and ad copy info for websites for small businesses. I worked with clients from Mexico, Canada, Australia, West Africa, and Central Asia, all startups that just needed somebody to help them do the bare minimum to get them started. And what the art of advertising copy is, what copywriting essentially is it's not really writing flowery language to inspire people to buy, but it's telling them what they need, why they need it, and why they need you to help them with what they need. It's the art of selling. What's the point of all of this? The point of all of this is this. In everything I've done, whether it was politics where I'm selling a candidate, whether it's now where I'm selling a brand, whether I was in the parking lot selling makeup, whether I was in GameStop selling games, all those things have taught me one thing. Regardless of where you go or what you do, you are either selling a brand, which is not tangible, you're selling an idea. You're selling a person for a vote. You're selling a product. You're selling yourself ultimately. Because what you want people to do is you want them to trust you enough to trust them to give you their money in some way, to give you their trust, to give you more hours, to give you more opportunities. Just recently, I have found enough time in my schedule where I went ahead, and just in this past week, I've been extremely drained trying to get this up off the ground. I went ahead and I was like, you know what? I want to generate more earned income so then I can go ahead and put that into passive income investments. I restarted my online copywriting business, and I reached out to a handful of old clients of mine, and now I have a good, reliable, long-term client who is probably going to be my only client for a while because he gave me a lot of work to do. But this is money that I'm getting because I know that I was always selling. I've kept up my skill, the way I'm able to negotiate, the way I'm able to listen, the way I'm able to pitch, the way I'm able to transfer all those skills that I would typically communicate verbally into writing, because sometimes you got to change the way you do things. Long story short, and this is for a lot of college students, for a lot of people that don't know, that might not know what they're doing after they graduate from college. I know some people are getting out of the military that are wondering what they're going to do. Here's the one thing that I will tell you. Whether the situation makes you a great full-time salary or whether you're making minimum wage, if you know how to sell, you will never go hungry. And specifically, if you're really good at copywriting, you don't even have to leave the house in most cases. I had a friend who was unemployed for almost as long as I was in the last year and a half. And this is almost a tale of two cities. I was working those really shitty jobs. Working contract to contract for campaigns, starting a business, taking time off of that to work retail a little bit. I was writing a book as well. Then I took that job selling makeup, which was supposed to be direct marketing. That's a whole other situation. But the long story short was, even when I was making almost no money, at least I wasn't losing my overall capital. I wasn't having to really jump into my savings. I was able to put a little bit money in there. I was able to cover most of my expenses. Whereas he basically went broke because, one, he felt entitled to a better job too. He felt like part-time jobs and retail jobs, even for the time being, just to pay the bills like a responsible person, were beneath him. He just didn't work, and he was miserable, and he gained nothing during that time. Eventually did get a full-time job, but he started from a disadvantage. Has to go ahead and try and save as much as he can, because he has to start from zero. Whereas I still had a little bit of cash on the side, I was able to cover most of my bills without cutting off too much of my lifestyle, and I was able to put a little bit of money aside. Not a lot, but a little. That still meant a lot to me. I know that if something were to happen again, which God forbid I hope doesn't happen, I know what I know. I can sell. Am I the best looking person out there? Absolutely not. Am I the most convincing person out there? Absolutely not. But everybody needs something. The difference is, are you going to be the one to get that client? Are you going to be the one to finalize that deal? Are you the one that's going to be able to take care of yourself in the worst of situations? Or are you just going to hope that things just work out? Don't know about you, but I know what I'm doing. Let me know your stories. Tweet out at me. Find the group Team Remso on Facebook, Instagram. I'm more on Instagram lately, and let's talk about this more. Do you have any skills that can actually take care of you? What do you think of selling? Do you copyright? Let me know. As always, follow me everywhere, social media-wise. Hey, Remso. I'll talk to you later. Like we do it, like we do it. We got the rise, so we do it.